This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. This has been a big week in America. We know the election outcomes, but there are always some things I can say for certain, regardless of who is in the White House or in control of Congress. First, agriculture is not and never has been a red or blue issue. Whether they are our friends on the left or the right, many have been key to passing farm bills and renewable energy incentives, as well as supportive of immigration and ag labor reform. They have been champions of regulatory reform and tax certainty to allow farmers to plan for passing their operations on to the next generation. Because people from both parties have agricultural and rural areas in their states and districts, they often set aside their political allegiance when it conflicts with what is best for their rural constituents. For example, people across the political spectrum support reducing trade barriers through new trade deals, such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, so we can expand U.S. farm exports. For agriculture, what's important is the issue, not the party. That continues to be true after Election Day. Second, Farm Bureau will look for opportunities, as we've always done, to cooperate with whoever is in office to strengthen American agriculture, improve the lives of rural Americans, including farmers, and ensure we have a food supply that is reliable, safe, and grown in America. Third, America's farmers and ranchers will continue to be engaged in policy advocacy well beyond Election Day. Farm Bureau members keep up with where their elected officials stand on the issues. They take opportunities to explain to those officials how policy options might affect farming and the food supply. They hold their elected officials accountable when the next election rolls around. In a year when our political process has seemed more tumultuous than ever, it is heartening to remember that what remains constant, people on both sides of the political aisle represent farmers and ranchers, rural Americans, and consumers who care about agriculture and where their food comes from. Farm Bureau will do what it has been doing for a century: give our grassroots members the information and platform to have a strong, united voice and advocate for farm and food security. AFBF, working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other members of the business community, is circulating a letter in support of immigration reform. The business community has long advocated for Congress to address the many problems posed by our defective immigration system, according to the letter. Further, our nation's immigration laws fall far short when it comes to promoting economic growth, job creation, respect for the rule of law, and meeting our homeland security needs. It is long past time for Congress to act and institute meaningful reforms that restructure the U.S. immigration system to increase security and promote our economic well-being. This letter makes clear our collective commitment to immigration reform. It is time for the Congress to act. AFBF has joined a coalition of small business groups urging Congress to provide relief to rural communities when it comes to health insurance. The coalition is seeking repeal of the health insurance tax, or HIT, because of the burden the tax places on rural businesses, farmers, and ranchers. Farmers have two issues with health insurance. One is how much it costs, and the other is it available in rural areas, according to Pat Wolf, AFBF's tax specialist. She said there's a wide range of small business groups who are pushing for repeal of the HIT. They've called on Congress to act when they get back after the election to make sure that there isn't just a one-year moratorium, that the repeal of the HIT goes on for more than 1 year. Undercover videos show what they want you to see, not the reality of farming, is a thoughtful post by ag blogger Amanda Zaluki, the Farmer's Daughter USA, in response to a New Zealand undercover video from a dairy farm that's causing a flurry on social media. Activist group Farmwatch is behind the video, which ends with the words, "Drop Dairy." In her column, Zaluki shares a positive message about what today's farming is all about. She wrote, "While I am certain there are cases of legitimate abusive circumstances on farms, none of the people I know would ever have the temperament or ability to purposefully mistreat or harm one of their animals." Not to mention, as I have learned from my friends in animal agriculture, proper animal care and welfare is the best way to ensure that an animal and farm remain profitable. AFBF recently submitted comments in opposition to a regulation proposed by the Department of Transportation, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, calling for speed limiters for large commercial vehicles. Farm Bureau opposes federally mandated policy that limits the speed of commercial vehicles to a lower speed than the posted speed limit. In a statement issued Wednesday, AFBF President Zippy Duval congratulated President-elect Trump on his election, as well as those candidates elected to serve during the 115th Congress. Duval also noted, "The important issues facing American agriculture are not red or blue, but they are critical to the prosperity of rural America and our ability to protect our nation's food supply. We urge our elected representatives to reach across the aisle and come together to resolve the challenges we face. Further, farmers and ranchers understand that their businesses and their families have too much at stake to take a back seat on Election Day, and rural America clearly made a difference in this election. Now it's time for our newly elected leaders to turn up for rural America and keep their campaign promises by addressing the issues that matter to the people who sent them to Washington. Farm Bureau looks forward to working with the new administration and Congress on issues such as the Farm Bill, tax reform, and a trade agenda focused on reducing barriers and expanding exports." Illinois Farm Bureau encourages members to apply for a place on the Action Teams, a great involvement opportunity. Applicants can select the team that matches their interests and skills, choose from consumer outreach, leadership development, membership promotion, or quality of life. Each team consists of 10 to 15 men and women with a variety of leadership and life experiences. Teams meet just twice a year in Bloomington to develop and launch new, innovative statewide Farm Bureau programs that address the needs of agriculture and farm families. Maybe you've seen the pro-agriculture messages on grocery carts, or maybe you've seen the theater advertising, or heard about the Tag Out for Safety project. You might even know someone who participates in Collegiate Farm Bureau. All of these were Action Team projects. For more information or an application, contact your County Farm Bureau. Applications will be accepted until November 24th. Trucking regulations got you scratching your head? Hearing conflicting explanations? What's the difference between a farm vehicle driver and a covered farm vehicle operator? Does it matter? To sort the truth from conjecture and fact from rumor, come join us at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 13th at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Farm Bureau is hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on trucking laws for farmers, both new and well-worn. We'll take a special look at the latest rules, and you'll have the chance to ask those farm trucking questions that you can't seem to find the answers for anywhere else. A lot of laws have changed in the past 24 months. We've seen changes to regulations regarding the CDL, the medical card, hours of service limitations, equipment inspection requirements, ATV operation, mobile phone use, out-of-state CDL use, post-trip inspections, the new URS, process agents, and more. We'll cover these recent changes and some of the more established but still misunderstood rules such as the USDOT number, UCR registrations, and driver's license classifications. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund, who has specialized in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau for more than 35 years. And you'll receive take-home materials covering these topics. The seminar is free, courtesy of your county and state farm bureaus, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road seminar. Come join us and get your trucking questions answered. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.